Yeah, hi there, Kevin. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service. How's your day going so far?
Oh, a little busy. I'm packing a dumpster down right now.
I gotcha. Well, I'll definitely be respectful of your time. Now, I know that you use Google, right? We all do. It's kind of where we all go when we need something. For you, especially being new as a company, new to the area at least, that's powerful. It's important. You know, people will not need to know the name of your business to find you as a top option when they do a search for the services you provide. The calls, of course, come directly to you. So we'll create all of the content necessary for your business to be on that first page, all the destinations and directories that get indexed when someone does a keyword search. So it's not just listing you on that first page of Google. You'll have Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages, Manta, all of that content talking about those services that you provide in your service area. Now, we would also run paid ads. I mean, you're looking for specific zip codes. We could definitely do that. You're looking at a flat rate on a month-to-month basis, exactly $299.00. That's the exact amount. Would bill once a month for that amount. So, of course, you're getting calls, though, directly to you. It's not a lead-based service, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just that flat rate. It is a reduced rate for a younger company, but it is not an introductory rate, so it's never going to go up on you. Now, of course, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something you would want for your business?
What's that now?
I said that, though, I'm sure that you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something that you would want for your business at this point? Be one of the top options when someone searches for the services you provide. They don't have to search for your business, but of course the calls coming to you allows you to pick and choose the jobs that will be most profitable for you. And when someone calls you directly, calls you specifically, calls you after seeing a website that would be created for your company, you know, it's a high conversion rate with the calls that you do get. Is that something that you'd be interested in at this point? It's $299 a month on a month-to-month basis.
Yeah, I actually would be interested in that. Yes, I would.
Yeah, I mean, Google it.
It's kind of a really bad time, though.
As far as today or the time of the year?
I mean, this minute right now, I'm in the middle
Got
of
it.
Operating an excavator right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, to be honest with you,
I'm going to be doing this all day.
All day. So the bulk of this conversation takes place in a follow-up call. That's where one of our technicians gets the nuts and bolts and hours of operation and the, you know, forms of payment you accept, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. That's a follow-up call. It takes about 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. We can do as late as 4 o'clock today. If today doesn't work out, we can look to Monday where the calendar is pretty wide open. I would need about 4 or 5 minutes of your time just to get a little bit of information from you and get things started if you can do that now.
Yep, let me shut down.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. And I'll be as quick as I can without being rude. It's KW & Sons Contracting, right?
Yep.
All right, perfect.
KW
and
Sons Contracting.
Okay. The and is the ampersand, right? The symbol for the word and, not A and D spelled out?
I don't remember how I have it registered, to be honest with you. I've been using the and symbol.
You have been. That's fine. And again, it's really a personal preference how you actually brand your business, and it's an important thing to get kind of the way you want it right now, you know, obviously with all the content that you'll have. So we can do it that way. Is the phone number that we're speaking on the one that you would want for your business, to have your customers call? The business line, 719-207-5983. And it's also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, there's no website for your business currently, though, right?
No, there is not. I was going to get one built here very, very soon.
Okay. If you ever get that website completed, we can easily promote that website. In the meantime, we'll do a landing page called a microsite for you. It's included at no additional cost. On that site, of course, there's a contact form so people can fill that out, tell you where they're located, what they want to have done. Most of the time, of course, you get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. When they fill out that contact form, though, you get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads.
Let me get this straight. You are Google, or are you a third party that is building websites for Google?
So Google does not make these phone calls to small and medium-sized businesses. They've determined it's not cost-effective for them to do that. They do have a division that deals with nationwide chains, but a little over 6 years ago, they started partnering up with the digital marketing firms and SEO companies, search engine optimization, to provide that service for small and medium-sized businesses. We're local splash. We're not Google. We've been around since 2004, 12 years in. You know, that's about 6 years ago. Google recognized our experience and our expertise. We were one of the very first companies to join that partnership program. We are a Google Premier partner, and, of course, that means we get our training and our updates directly from Google. We know the content that Google wants to see, even when they make those changes. If they want us to add new directories or stop creating certain directories, we're always in that conversation and ahead of the curve to keep our clients on that first page. To be quite honest with you, the $299, and especially if we're doing a website for you, that's going to be below our operating costs in that first month. There's no contract long enough even for us to cover our costs, but we know that our clients use the service because it works.
Here's the thing about that. I was recently just offered by a local business around here that they would do the same thing that you're telling me about for $1,800 per year.
Well, I can do $2,500 per year, but if you're looking for cheap, you don't always get what you pay for. I mean,
What's the difference?
So there's a lot of companies out there. I mean, there's probably thousands of companies out there. Most of them are just a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas or a startup company that might have been around for maybe a year or less. They may not be directly connected with Google. They may not know the content to create. They might be overcharging just for verifying your Google listing. You could do that yourself. You know, they're probably not doing ads. I'll do $149 a month if you don't want ads, but now you're just looking at your own zip code and maybe a 20-mile radius. I know that's not what you want. You want specific zip codes, subdivisions, and places where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. There needs to be a paid ad component to do that. The local map of Google, no matter who's doing it for you, is going to be, well, for your services, an area maybe about a 20-mile radius, kind of radiating out from your zip code. If you're looking for the right programming, I mean, there's a million places to get a steak, right? Some of them aren't very, very good. A lot of them are cheap. Some of them are very expensive, but I mean, you find the one that works for you, right?
So you are no contract, correct?
No contract, month to month. Obviously, that puts it on us to earn your business 1 month at a time. Like I said, with the content that we'll create, and it does include a website, we'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, include it at no additional cost. You know, even if you're going $299 with paid ads included and all the directories, and it's almost 70. I mean, we are talking, and here's the thing. If you're not affiliated with Google, you would never even think to create Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, Rate It All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu. Those are directory submissions and platforms that are equally important to Google, something as important as Yelp or Facebook. You know, with some of these companies, you might just get a handful of directories, what most people already know about. So, you know, the more content you have online, that's what has you pop up ahead of your competitors. The businesses that are on that first page are there really because they've got more content online that is related to that search in that area than their competitors have. So even as a young company, you can be on that first page with the right content. It's got nothing to do with how long you've been in business, the size of the company, or even the quality of the work that you do. But when you can reassure Google time and again, this is the information that the search engines search for, that you're providing that service in that area, that's what's going to put you on that first page ahead of your competitors, put you in that local map where you'd get those phone calls.
I got you. Well, I suppose we could try this out.
Well, like I said, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Like I said, most of the time you just get direct phone calls, but when they fill out the contact form on your website, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it is still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, it'll be listed physically on the website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And then, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, Kevin, we'll email it out to you. What is a good email address either for you or for your company?
I'm actually thinking about building a different email for this.
Okay. Well, you can change it. You can change it at any time. Yeah, so until you tell us otherwise, there won't be a physical email address showing up on your website, but it would be linked to the contact form. We'll only really use it for stuff we want you to have for your records. Most of the time, we're just going to give you a quick phone call or shoot you a text message, and then when you've got a business email, we can swap everything out as far as how we contact you, and then even put that that new email address right on the website, and then, of course, attach it to that contact form. But for now, what is the email address that you're currently using?
It's kevin.whiteselll7@gmail.com.
So, Kevin, you said that was Whitesell, Whiteselll?
Correct.
Okay. And I'm guessing that's your last name?
Yes.
Okay. And that was just 77@gmail.com?
Number 7.
Oh, just 1-7.
One.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And then when we contact you, like I said, phone, text, and email, do you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Any of those, all of those? Probably not email?
Text is fine.
Text is preferred. Okay, perfect. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Whiteselll, you are service-based, right? Meaning you always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's no physical address that we would be promoting for the business online?
That's correct.
Okay. Tara did attach her the Angie's profile with the notes that you're not really liking it, but it does have an address on there, the 731 County Road 1A. Is that a residence?
Yes.
It is. Okay. So, you know, Google doesn't want to list that address online. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. Of course, they do know that most service-based businesses are run from the home or run out of the truck. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical address. And then, of course, with...
One second. Oh, hang on.
Oh, no problem.
What's that? Oh, no. Yeah, I'll bulldoze. I'll clear that out of there for you. What, shoot. Can I drag that dumpster out of there? Can we both drag that out of there? And I could, while you're gone, I could fix that whole spot. Huh? Well. Okay.
But I gotta run back. I gotta go.
Yeah, that's fine. Cause I was gonna try to clear that landing up for you a little bit better and make it all. Son of a bitch. I have a hoist. I have a chain hoist over in my toolbox if that would help you pull it out.
It's pulling with 25K right now.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, because I don't have a grip either to put on the cable. Okay. All right, I'll clear that area out over there for you then. All right, we'll see you in a little bit. Yeah, right. Yeah, I'd be good. All right, I'm back.
Okay, fantastic. So that's really the information that I need at this point, or just a couple of other things. Are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be listed online?
Monday through Saturday.
Is that like 7 to 7?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, Monday through Saturday, 7 to 7. Are you accepting cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo or PayPal, any cash apps?
Right now I have PayPal. I was going to get a Venmo set, so once I get my email for the business,
okay.
I'm going to do
cash
a Venmo. But I'm not doing credit cards or anything at the moment yet. I'm not set up.
Just cash and check and Venmo?
Yep.
Or not Venmo, PayPal. So PayPal, cash, and
PayPal.
Check. All right. Now, like I said, our client interview technician, when you've got a little bit more time, is going to go into more detail about how you want to be branded, you know, what's unique about your business, if you want to be listed knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. At this point, I'll take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with you. The other thing that I am required to do, and this is because we are Google Premier partners, is to read what's called a voice verification, Kevin. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we will include that website for you, that we're reducing the cost to the fixed flat rate of $299 and even waiving any setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, like I said, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am, like I said, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, Mr. White, so we can move forward from there. Kevin, is that fair enough?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, like I said, I'll try to be respectful of your time. I do have that voice verification set up. Okay, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Kevin, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
KW & Sons Contracting, LLC.
Okay, and that is how I have that, with the and being the ampersand. I know it is an LLC. Did you want the LLC to be included in the branding of the business name? That, again, is a personal preference.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we'll have that as KW and Sons, the and being the ampersand, not the word itself spelled out. KW and Sons Contracting with the LLC included. And then, Kevin, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Kevin Weissel.
Okay. And Mr. Weissel, as the owner of KW & Sons Contracting LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right? Of course, at this point you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Kevin, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. We specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Weissel, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct, yes.
Perfect. It does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason, of course, because of all of the content that we'll be creating for your business, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying, if you decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, Kevin, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mr. White, so that's fair enough, right?
Yes. Now, did that include radio advertisements?
No, radio advertisement is okay. I mean, it's really anything that is online. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It does stand for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll create that website for you. We'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information stays accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yep, understood.
Okay. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm including here, again, it is a fixed flat rate. The setup fees being waived, the website is included, and of course it is a month-to-month service, so this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we're going to waive here, will be charged today's date, the 2nd of December, in the very reduced rate of just one-time payment on a month-to-month basis of $299.00. That $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time. Not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches, and Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, Kevin, is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Again, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 2nd of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299, and once again, that rate will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, that of course means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Kevin, is simply because we are closed on the weekend. Mr. Weitzel, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and then Kevin, that does in fact conclude the voice verification. And then Mr. White, so that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, a Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Let's do a Discover card.
Discover card. And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
This is my
personal. Is it just first and last or any middle initial?
Nope, this is Kevin Weitzel.
Okay. You said that was a Discover card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Now, this isn't going to be automatic deduction every month off of this card, correct?
If you would like it to be, we can do that way. If you want me to call you before, if you want
to... I use for my fuel, so I'm actually going to set up a credit card just for advertising.
Perfect. Perfect. So if you want to have that card be the new card on file, you can either call us when you have that card or you can update that yourself through your tracking and your reporting system. You'll have access to that. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes as well. A lot of businesses are increasing their advertising spending right now, even just for the tax write-off. So this would be just for the one-time payment. We'll make sure that we give you a call if the information is not updated before next month.
Okay.
He said so Discover.
The number is, yep, Discover. The number is 6011-0148-8032-5324.
Mm-hmm. And then the expiration month and year?
11/27.
And the last three digits on the back of the card?
001.
So I've got 001 on the back and November or 11 of 2027 for the expiration date. And then, Kevin, the card itself, was it 6011-0148-8032? 8032-5324.
That's correct.
And does that bill at the current billing, or the current home address, I should say, 731 County Road, and that's 1A, 81223?
That's correct.
Okay. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on it. But if you do have a pen handy, Kevin, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I do not. I'm out in the middle of a job site right now.
I figured as much. I mean, when I don't have a pen or a paper or both, I usually just put things into my phone. But you will, in about a minute, receive that information by email. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's Mountain Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address will be on there as well. You'll also receive a separate email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in that voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Now, once we're able to process that payment, you'll get all that information emailed out to you through our automated system. My finance department did just shoot me a quick message, and it says that we were not able to process that payment on that card. No specific reason. I mean, I think I did verify the information correctly, and I think we did have it. There's nothing necessarily pointing towards any inaccurate information. I don't know if you've got, like, a security protection on there. If it's not an active card, that might be why.
No, I just activated it last night.
You just activated it. So it's a brand new card. It should be fine. Sometimes our system has a bit of a hiccup, and I just have to re-enter the information again. I do at this point have only the 001 as the three digits on the back, and then it's November.
Sitting here burning money. I got to get
out. I apologize. I apologize, sir. Definitely, I understand that you're taking a lot of time out of your day, and I definitely appreciate that. We'll work diligently on our end to get everything up and running for you. I've got November of 2027 as the expiration date, and 001 on the back of the card.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong number on the back of the card. Yeah, because when I activated it, I had to use this other number, but the security code is actually 400.
Okay, so 400 on the back of the card.
Yep.
That would be it. I mean, and everything else I imagine is still the same. November of 2027, 400 on the back of the card instead. So I did want to real quick, before we get off the phone, set up your client interview. Again, you do not have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. I don't know if any time today works out for you. I know you said you'd be on the machine all day, but the last available would be 4 o'clock today. If not, we can look towards Monday.
Yeah, we're going to have to do it Monday because
Monday
would be best.
I appreciate that. Monday is pretty wide open. You know, we try to get our client interviews done as quickly as we can. So now looking to Monday, anytime between 8 o'clock and 4 o'clock, the only exception is the lunch break at 1 o'clock.
When are you going to be able to set up my website with logos and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so that's why we do the client interview, to talk to you if you've got a logo, or to create one with your suggestions and get all the other information about mission statement, motto. It'll take us about 3 or 4 business days after we do that client interview. So by the end of the week, next week, you'll have that website going for you. Like I said, 8 o'clock would be the earliest available on Monday, 4 o'clock the last one. Any hour in between has at least one spot available, except for the lunch break at 1 o'clock. Did you want something in the morning? Or the afternoon?
Let's try 3 in the afternoon, because I'm going to be out of service 3, most of the day
perfect.
On Monday.
All right, perfect. So we'll do 3. The call itself will, you know, take place sometime between 3 and 3:30. Get you off the phone about half an hour later. If I'm available when they do that call, you know, of course, I'll be there to introduce you to your client interview technician. If not, they'll give you that follow-up call on their own. Now, when you've got a chance, you're going to get, like I said, that client interview, client support information as well as the initial invoice. There's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. You can open up that link. We just kind of want you to acknowledge that you've received it. Type in your first and last name at the bottom and hit submit. That actually lets us do the initial NAPW audit to verify that you're an active business and make sure all the information is accurate. So it gives us a head start even before that client interview. If you see it asking for a username and password, you can stop there. It's just because our automated system is sending you the information for your client dashboard, which is not yet active. But in the next couple of days, you'll get a password to go with the username that I'm giving you right now. I'm going to get you off the phone right now, sir. If the username that you want for your reference is your phone number, area code included, but just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Like I said, you're all set and squared away on my end for 3:00 on Monday. If I'm available, I'll be part of that phone call. If not, they'll call you directly. But other than that, I really appreciate you taking the time out of the day. We're looking forward to working hard for you and getting things going, getting that website running, getting your phone ringing. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir. You enjoy the upcoming weekend.
All right, likewise. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you, Kevin. Take care. Bye-bye.